Good morning. It's 19th May. Our New Testament reading today is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm reading to you from Brother Dudley Fifield's book, Glimpses of Glory. I read, a careful reading of both epistles to the Thessalonians reveals that the Lord Jesus was central to the message Paul and his companions preached. The accusation levelled against them when they were described as having turned the world upside down was that they did contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. Those words come from Acts chapter 17. Of course, the Lord Jesus was always at the very heart of the gospel message, but the person of the Lord and the life he lived appears to have been particularly dear to the Thessalonians, and they longed for nothing more than to be with him. Notice that on 15 occasions in these two epistles, Paul refers to our Lord Jesus Christ. These words are, of course, not unique to these epistles, but nowhere, except perhaps in 2 Peter, is there such a remarkable emphasis upon the intimacy of the relationship they enjoyed with the Lord Jesus. It was an experience the Thessalonians shared with Paul, Silas, and Timothy, for he is our Lord Jesus. It was this association with him that had bound them all together in the life they lived. There were many gods and lords, but only one Lord Jesus Christ. He was their Lord. They belonged to him, and he to them, and in this association they rejoiced. They longed for nothing more than to be with him, to be in his presence, to share with him in person, in glorious, incorruptible bodies, the life they had come to know through the apostles. Thus the apostle emphasizes that it is the Lord himself who shall descend from heaven. It is our Lord Jesus himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us, and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Those words come from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. What then was their hope? How did Paul express it? It was to be with the Lord Jesus, to be in his presence in the day of his coming, numbered amongst the company of the saints. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? Those words come from chapter 2 and verse 19. And now from chapter 5. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. The example of our brethren and sisters at Thessalonica poses some very searching questions for us. How do we feel about the life to which we have been called? Is it our overwhelming desire to be numbered amongst the saints of all ages, to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus when he comes in his glory? Are we comforted by this thought in the midst of all life's troubles and adversities? Do we appreciate the vanity and emptiness of all that the world has to offer, so that more and more we grow in our appreciation of the true value of the life to which we have been called in Christ? The promise is, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. He will be glorified in the saints, for they have been delivered from sin and death by this work of salvation, and his life is seen in them, for he is admired in all that believe. They have in every sense been conformed to his image, and they shall ever be with the Lord. If this is truly our desire, let us comfort one another with these words. Thank you for listening.